Sometimes we can do good things, but we started off with the wrong reason. Sometimes I don't like church, but I came to drop my sister to the church. I heard this beautiful music, I came in, and then I started to come back to church every week. In my own life, in 1997, when I finished year 12, my mom asked me to go to a teens retreat. I was eagerly waiting for playing lots of cricket, swimming in the backwaters of Kerala, all sorts of things. Then this pious lady in my parish pressured my mother to send me to this retreat. I was not a bad boy, but... And then finally I was trapped into this retreat. I walked into this retreat place and there is an unwritten law. Once you get in, you cannot get out. You're trapped. Strict rules, yeah? I saw all my friends. To my joy, because I went to an old boys' school, I saw a lot of girls there. I decided to stay. So April 7th was the day, and April 7th and 9th in 1997, I enjoyed having lots of fun and mucking around with my friends. But April 9th, something happened to me. Really, the person of Jesus really captured my heart. The first day in my life, I personally experienced and saw how good Jesus was. I didn't want to go to the retreat. Even when I went, I stayed because of the wrong reason. But the good Jesus caught my heart. And I still thank God for the retreat where I sovereignly received in my life the gift of the Holy Spirit. Today in the gospel we read Jesus calling the disciples. And we read, you know, very fluently that Jesus called, they followed. Come and I will make you fishers of men. Leaving their nets and everything, they followed him. That bit fast. But it could have happened. Because it was an off-season. I have seen this in Asian countries, especially on my place, that in monsoon time, no fishing. So monsoon time in a tropical country like me, India, would be June, July, August, sometime in September. So there is a 4 good months these fishermen cannot go to the sea. It's stormy, it's raining, and at the same time, some fish, especially if I know for sure, it's sardines and mackerels breeding time. So you are not allowed to fish at that time. So you 4 months, you're on the shore. What they will do, that I have experienced this, that people mending their nets, repairing their boats, and also looking for other jobs. In my place, what I have seen, they come out to the city, look for construction work. You know, construction work, or help out the cleaning jobs in the city council and all. So when Jesus approached these disciples, the future disciples, they are mending their nets on the shore, repairing their boats because it's off season. They can't go for fishing. So definitely they are looking for an income other than from fishing. So when Jesus called them, I'll make you fishers of men, they have no hesitation to leave the boats and go with him. Because there it is, another job, part-time job other than fishing. Now, so we can believe that. But they started off with the wrong reason. And this wrong reason became another wrong reason. They thought Jesus is going to employ them. And within a day, they understood this guy is not just an employer. He's got the magic. He can heal people. He can work miracles. He can walk into any people and bless the fame and the popularity. People are after him. The 12 fishermen decided, this is it. We are leaving the fishing for another 3 years. We are sticking with him. Because all this fame and popularity, are you the disciple of this so-and-so Jesus who works the miracles? Yes, I am. Do you want something to get out of him? Ask me. So this fame and popularity. And then they had this different knowledge. He is going to be the Messiah. The political Messiah of Israel. Which means he is going to save us from the Romans. We are going to have an independent nation. And like David, he will be our new Messiah, the king. So we can sit on his right, we can sit on his left, we can be the finance minister, agricultural minister, environmental guy. The disciples had dreams. I'm just elaborating it. But disciples, all 3 years, they followed Jesus. This is the interesting thing. All 3 years, they followed him, closely walked with him for the wrong reason. Wrong reason. But what was the response of Jesus? When he called them, he knew what the purpose. When he called them, he knew the capacity of the Father, the power of the Father to change these fishermen into something else. So to understand the heart of Jesus, we have to go to John. In John, we read this beautiful word. He loved them to the end. He loved them to the end. They followed him for the wrong reason, but Jesus loved them to the end. There's a word. When Jesus was arrested in Gethsemane, he says this. You are catching me. Okay, take me, but let them go. Who is this? Let them. This the disciples go. Because Jesus had this biggest dream that my message would go through the world through these 12 men. Now, by the time Jesus is getting caught, where are these 12 men? One betrayed, another 11 left, one even leaving his cloth ran away. And Jesus saying, let them go, don't catch them, because I have better use of them. Now to know the real trust of Jesus in the disciples, we go back into John again. In front of the high priest, the high priest asked Jesus, with what authority have you taught in the temple? And Jesus says this beautiful word, I have taught in the synagogues publicly, and I have spoken in the world publicly. Two sentences in Greek, but different tense. One is a past tense. I have taught in the synagogue. That means my preaching is over. But the next thing he says, I have spoken, which means it hasn't finished. It's still going on. This is in front of high priest just before his death. Now, what happens with these people? The disciples are away. One guy betrayed, 10 people left, another guy denied Jesus. When all these disciples are left away, they have gone for their work, they left the Savior. But Jesus still standing in front of the high priest and say, I have spoken to the world, and it will continue. How? He still trusts these 12 disciples he called. He loved them to the end. And maybe that is one of the reasons the church is still going on. So far in the years, even in Australia, how many betrayers in the presbyterate, even among the priests, how many betrayers we witnessed? Even among the priests, how many denials we witnessed? How many people left the church? And that is the meaning of he loved to them to the end. Because the secret is, when Jesus called the disciples, he did not call them trusting in their power, but he called them trusting in the power of the Father, what the Father can do with the Holy Spirit when I complete the sacrifice on the cross. This is the biggest trust of the Jesus, that he didn't trust their quality, but he trusted what Father can do When I completely give myself on the cross, he can radically come into the world. And when people open up through the power of the Holy Spirit, these 12 fishermen can change the world. And that hope did not die even at the point of his death. And that is the rock this church is built on. It is the love of Christ that our mission, our discipleship, the whole church is built on. He loved them to the end, even to the point of betrayal, even to the point of denial, even to the point everyone left him and he was all alone on the cross. And that makes him, Jesus, so attractive. That makes him, Jesus, so attractive. Even when he came after his resurrection, the disciples couldn't really grasp him. Even after his resurrection, they went for their old job. But still, Jesus had this hope. When the Holy Spirit touched them, they will change. And what Jesus had to say is this complete obedience to the Father. And that was the way Father was coming into the world. If Jesus hadn't obeyed the Father, if Jesus hadn't loved us to the end, there is no way Father can change our heart. And that is why there is still hope. There is still hope. If a person genuinely in the post-resurrection church, if a person genuinely say, Lord, I am ready, then he works miracles with them. Because once and for all, Jesus paid for all the sin and darkness. Once and for all, he conquered all the death. Now there is no problem of death and darkness. He is the light of the world, truly shines. Now what he needs is the openness of us, so Father can radically pour out the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit can come into any place, any person. Why? Jesus has already opened up a way for Holy Spirit on the cross by his obedience. How many of us realize this love of Jesus, that he loves us to the end? We may be here for the wrong reason. I know a seminarian in the MGL, now he's a priest, one of my batchmates. He joined the seminary because it was a school of dance. In his language, seminary means school of dance. And then now he ended up becoming a priest. We can start with the wrong reason. You may see a beautiful girl getting out of the car and coming into the church. You may be chasing her. And you come into the church, oh, this is cool. We may have different stories. We may have different reasons. Doesn't matter. As long as we come to know the heart of Jesus is for me and he will love me to the end, through my betrayal, through my denial, through my desperations, he will love me to the end. When we know that, then our heart open up to him, and what he gives us is the Holy Spirit. The power of the Father which changed the disciples. But it took the perseverance of Jesus for 3 years. He persevered with them 3 years. He didn't blame them. He didn't say, I don't want you, go away, I will get new people. No. He was with them 3 years. Because he was for sure, he was very sure what Father can do with them. After, when I finish my obedience, when I complete my obedience on the cross. My dear brothers and sisters, we have everything in this country. What we need more is the light of Jesus. How can Jesus shine in this country? Only through your response. Jesus died for you and me. If you hang in front of his cross and says, Jesus, I really want to respond to your love. I really want to take you seriously. Can you change my life? He will give you the Holy Spirit. It is for the Holy Spirit to sovereignly work in our lives. He died and rose again. He conquered death. And he gave us life, which is the Holy Spirit. He conquered darkness, and he gave light, which is the Holy Spirit. 2014 is a great year for St. Benedict's. You and me, They want to be disciples. And the only way we can be disciples is opening up to the Holy Spirit. Where? Underneath the foot of the cross. That's the only place we receive Holy Spirit. Why? Because we see the love of Jesus to the end. His heartbroken kind of compels us. This guy is all about me. That opens up to a great, great generosity. Opens us to a great generosity to be his missionaries. Missionaries of his love. So I invite you, brothers and sisters, this year, place yourself under the cross where he loved us to the end. Open ourselves. He wants disciples. He wants disciples. And one thing I promise you, you feel like betraying him, you feel like denying him, you have low times, high times, he will stick with you. Because Jesus knows how much Father can change us when we open up to him with the Holy Spirit. Jesus trusts in the power of the Father which change people's lives. And many of you are sitting here with that witness. Let us actively seek that again tonight. Let us open up to Christ's love, and therefore let us open up to the invitation of being a missionary of God's love. Amen.